Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
I don't know if you guys have something planned for the secret show.
Oh, no. Okay.
You?
Listen.
What do you have?
Anything that we might have planned can be swept away. Don't you worry about that.
So do you want me to say it now or wait?
Are we rolling?
Oh, you want to know?
Wait. We want to roll that.
Oh, we're rolling. We're rolling.
Oh, she got laid. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Got some dick.
She pulled it off.
I went to college and got the big D. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Would you like me to butter your muffin? No, I didn't. I didn't.
What?
Are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
What?
Say the thing.
A Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. Our special guest today is B.
And she has an announcement to make.
And she got laid.
It's a part one and a part two announcement. Are you ready?
Yes.
For part one, yes.
Okay.
Can we have part two first?
What?
Whoa.
What? I'm just wondering, is it like...
No.
Okay,
it's
part one.
It's the same. It has to be in order.
All right. All right.
Part one. I actually went on. I finally did it. I had a lonely evening to that tame dating app.
Shit.
That's part one.
Nice.
Part two, the two of you are never fucking allowed to give a suggestion about any app I should go on ever. And I have pictures to show.
What do you mean?
So I go on to what?
Well, I don't understand.
I have pictures of the people were on this app.
It didn't work out.
So the app's kind of new. So I go on. It's really not much different. Like, they say it's so different. The only thing is to talk in a person one time. Everything else is pretty. Whatever.
Yeah. So here, hold on. Just to set this up, a couple of weeks ago, Vinny, you'd done a story about a site called Tame or an app called Tame. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the whole part about it was that you don't get to carpet bomb the female or male community. You get matched with one person. You talk to them until the conversation has been ended and both parties know it's over, and then you can get rematched to somebody else and never see that person again. But it's a one-on-one. You've got to sort of play through the contact. So you get on there and you immediately get matched with someone, or do you go on that waiting
list?
No,
that's the thing. They don't match you. No, that's what cracks me up. Waiting list. Let's get into that. I forgot about that thing. They don't match you. You still swipe through. Remember, they're like, there's no swiping. They're swiping. You see pictures. Then if you are interested in them, when you're setting up your bio, you give questions that you want that person to ask. So say I see someone, I'm like, okay, they look cute. I'm interested. If they have also picked me, there's a series of questions you ask.
So you are picking several. But then once you get a match, that's it until you've decided it's over.
I guess because I didn't get that far. Like, that's where it's confusing.
Okay.
Or I guess the first match you get, you're right. Yeah. But then they have to answer the questions, whatever. I swiped through 10 or less people, and it said there's no more people to go through.
Brand new.
Is this geographically specific? So these are only the people who were like viable candidates in your area.
It was far, like I always put it a little bit farther because come on. But like, I mean, we're talking somewhere like I would never, like we'd have to meet halfway to even make it a decent date. Like it was set pretty far.
Okay.
Like I just let it do its natural things. So I was taking screenshots of these people because I was mind blown and sending them to my friends. And I'm like, I'm going to keep them. Just to show to you guys.
So these are your 10 choices.
You're being picky. No. Yes. I thought you meant that I picked.
These were the 10 potential choices you could have made.
Yeah.
And then
I don't have all
until
10.
It stopped having more options for you to swipe on. Okay.
It literally came up and it was like, we're sorry. This is new in your area. We're out of people. And I'm like, dude, come on. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here is Rodrigo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what is happening
on his...
Does
he have two eyebrows, or is that an eyebrow tattoo?
Is that a double eyebrow?
That is a face tattoo.
He looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does look nice.
Yeah, he looks like we could have a dateline about my life. This is... Oh, the name isn't on there. Here's this guy.
Oh, this guy also has tattoos, but they run vertically on his face. Or
are those tattoos?
Are they braids?
I think it's makeup, but he's giving me very much like John Wayne Gacy vibes, right?
Yeah,
like,
not good.
Yeah, also not good. But he might be a drummer. So, are those two drumsticks sticking up behind him?
No, that's a wall.
Okay. Never mind then.
Okay. All right. Well, so Tame didn't work out. We get it.
I'm interested.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, he is totally doable.
I like that guy.
You could do that guy.
Okay. You know what? All right. Great. Let's move on to the next subject.
Hold on a minute. Let me ask.
Ridiculous.
I have a question. No, don't go back to the other guy. Are you going to tell me you've never fucked a guy that ugly before?
He's not ugly. I like that guy. He's got
shaggy
hair.
He looks like ridiculous.
Looks like a guy trying to be as cool as Beck.
No, he does. You know who he looks like? He looks like the human version of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay.
You're going to say that you've never done an uglier guy.
I like him.
No, than that?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
No. No.
Have you ever had gonorrhea?
No, dude, I've never had an STD.
You've never had any STDs?
No, which...
Wow.
I've made some dumb choices in my
life.
Don't
say that.
That's 5-star.
Microphone. That's not good.
That's 5-star right there. That's good.
A girl I went out with for a long time, I actually loved her, and she told me, it's a miracle I made it through college without an STD. And I was like, what the fuck?
College.
Why are you telling me you were fucking everybody in college like that? Oh,
I mean, I didn't.
Well, how do you think I got so good at these BJs?
How do you think I learned how to do this? Practice, practice, practice.
God.
Okay,
I
want to see another guy. I want
to
see another guy.
All right, we won't.
Okay,
look.
This is the last one. Clearly, he's into he's into cosplay.
Oh my God, he has Viking, like, I don't know, he looks like a wildebeest. Is
no,
he the one on the right or the, oh.
No, yeah. So he's showing himself at like a cosplay event.
Wow. Okay, well,
letting you guys know, because you guys are like, oh, you don't do it, you don't try. I tried.
Okay, thank you. And I just want you to know that all of my suggestions, and when I saw that app and I brought it up to you, it's only out of love for you. I think you're wonderful. The idea that you're walking around this planet without 10 guys following you everywhere you go. And I'm not saying you should go follow her everywhere she goes. But I just mean, it seems to me like you should be...
You don't have one stalker.
You should have your pick of great people to hang with. In my opinion.
Vinny, I appreciate
you. I will say this, though, that, and I'm not saying you're being too picky. I agree with you. None of those were awesome choices. The one guy maybe just looked better to me because I had just seen those other guys.
Compared to the others?
But as this thing grows, I think that if it's a guy on Tame, he is actually looking to connect with some single person. An individual, as opposed to, you know, I assume everyone
on
the
single.
I think
they all ended up getting tainted. Like, I think they can all start out with, like, the best intentions and what it just... Even if you're only talking to one human, they're on all of them. So who cares, right?
Probably.
I think it'll just be another platform for dudes to go on and get some pussy.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can't get any if you don't all just give it up like that. But, you know... On the other hand, I wish she would give it up like that. If I were on them, I'd be like, please give it up.
Yeah, and bring beer.
Yeah, well, I'm not for me, but for
bring
yourself.
Beer and then leave right after.
Right. And then never contact me again.
Yeah.
Because I'm done with you. I've gotten everything I wanted.
It's weird.
And girls got to stop doing that.
Well.
But girls need to get laid, too. You
know? Do they?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the ones who do it, like, if you're, like, I went through that phase, and that's fine, but it sets... an odd precedent for the rest of us, but it's fine.
Oh my God, this is the best news ever.
What?
I've been trying to ration my coffee this morning so that I'd have some because I know
we have a long day.
Right.
Today. Okay, let's do a bad advice because we're going to run out of time and I don't want to lose any time with V-Hale. It's too important. All it's right. like gold. It's hard to...
Well, I'm going to reiterate, you know, it's funny because this is about how picky you are.
Oh.
But, oh. So you can feel free to rant on this. This is from, remember I read you this a couple days ago, but we decided at that point that we were going to save it for you.
Oh.
Today's secret show was a letdown, this person says. V-Hale clearly does not want to find someone. That website, the one-on-one thing sounds perfect. Well, she did try it. And
yeah, now very in your face. Yeah.
And the show will pay for it. How can you find fault in that? Take it. Who cares if there's maybe a wait list? V-Hale can be so judgy and picky. Like immediately with the ews, nos, yucks, being a bit more open-minded would help. Are you scared of real relationships? Are you putting up walls? Being so picky, V really needs a site with filters like no kids in the future for us or currently in the past for you. A little bit older sounds good. Give it a chance. Oh,
just to specify, those filters are there and they still get through. So
I'm with you on that. For when I was younger, I absolutely did not want to date women who had little kids. And there were some great girls that I met, like could have married them. Great. Like absolutely would have been completely in. But I didn't want to be a parent at that point in my life. B, in between an ex-husband and the kids and the wife.
Well, that's the thing is, like, then the ex is always around, and you're not even a parent. Like, you're a parent to someone else's kids. Like, when do you step in and say, no, you can't do this? Like, what are your, like, that's a very...
grown-up position that I was not prepared to take on.
It's tough to be in.
Right. I absolutely...
And listen, maybe I'll meet someone organically, not on a site, maybe through friends or something. And it's like, man, I don't want to pass them up. If they have kids, let's try it out. But then there's also, if you don't work out, you're breaking up with the kids too. Like, it's a lot.
It
is
a lot.
Just like when you go through a divorce, you don't have your own children every day. It's like they're at their dad's this weekend or this week or whatever your schedule is. Like, it's a lot. And to the person telling me I'm picky, fuck yes, I am. I'm a 39-year-old woman. I have been through the shit of shit with men and long-term relationships. I know exactly what I fucking want, so call me picky all day. I do not care.
Yeah, I'm
with you. I deserve it. Sorry. So.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and also, there have been relationships I found myself in. I was with this lady. She was fucking smoking hot. I was totally into her. But she had two kids and was going through a divorce. And there was a point where we...
Ugh.
After we did it, we were like, you know, this is cool. But I told her straight up, I don't want to meet your kids. I don't want to be in that position right now. That's not for me. And sure shit, at one point, she calls me and she's in the car, like talking to her kid or something. Or and like the kids are in the car, she's in the car. And then the next thing you know, the kid's on the phone with me. Say hi to Vinny. And I'm like,
that's not fair.
Fuck, I don't, and I felt really bad.
And he hung up.
The kid's like, you know.
And then I never talked to her again.
No, we broke up, but it was, you know, that was a part of it. It was just like, I'm not equipped for this. I'm just not. And I told you that in advance.
It's a lot. It's a tough situation. And I came from parents who split, and it is. Like, my mom even said she tried dating once. It didn't work well for me. And she was like, yeah, I also don't think I can really have someone who's not your father telling me how to raise my fucking kid, man, you know? And she was like, I'm going to raise you. I'm going to send you on your way to college and then I'll focus on myself. And it was the best thing my mom could have done. I didn't really care if my dad dated because we weren't really close. So that was kind of like whatever. But I had friends whose parents had men in and out. And it's like, it's so unhealthy for the kid. It's not a good environment. And I'm glad that my mom chose to do it the way she did, but it's a lot. It's a lot all around for all parties. So, and the ex, like it's pretty rare you have an amicable split and everyone gets along and oh my God, hey, it's like, who's this bitch? She's around my kids. My kid said she did this. I mean, it's like, what a mess, man.
Right.
You know?
Drama.
So
yeah, I don't want some guy being like, you're fucking my wife. No, actually, as far as I know, she's not your wife. You're divorced. So stop acting like I've done something wrong.
Yes,
when
some extra people in your relationship there that you don't want in.
I just wouldn't want anything to do with that. I totally get it. So you are correct.
So for the bad advice person who just annihilated me in an email, I do want to meet someone, but I'm also very content being alone, so I'm not rushing out to find someone. And
I guess we're the ones who aren't content that you're alone. We want you to get laid and tell us all the gory details.
Well, it's not even about fun. It's that you've expressed that you would like to share your life with someone. And
that I'm ready.
And that I, like, for example, I care about you. I like you. I think you're wonderful.
Thanks, Muffin.
I can't imagine why, again, I've already said it, why people aren't lining up. So to me, if it seems like we're trying to push something on you, it's really not that. It's just that I want you to have what you want.
I don't think you guys are pushing anything.
We're very pushy. We're definitely
pushing
this. Well,
I don't feel like, God, fuck off.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Like, hey, we heard about this. Try it. Yeah. So I was like, all right. So.
Yeah.
But
But you do need to leave your house more to meet people.
I wholeheartedly agree. I don't deny that for a second.
I have one. What do we got for time, Brittany?
We're plenty of time.
I don't know if we do.
We're going to be here all day. Let's give them a juicy secret show since we're here till 1.
Okay.
Is it a quick one?
No. Yeah, it's quickish. You guys were having that conversation. I was like reading through
a bunch of news.
I just wanted to find kind of a short one. This one's kind of short.
Okay.
So this is actually what's funny is there's 4 people in this story that are about to be back on dating sites with all their baggage and all their things to go along with it. So here we go. I've been a listener on and off since 97 at the ripe old age of 18. I lost some time when I left for college in Humboldt. But I always come back to you when returning to the Bay Area and have been listening faithfully since your shows became podcasts. OFOC to you all. Here is my problem. My sister and my sister-in-law are both in the midst of contentious divorces. So she must be married to someone whose sister is divorcing and her own sister's divorcing. I'm not really close with either of them. They're both self-involved and only reach out when they need something or when they're having some kind of drama and need to vent. I'm getting random ranting texts from my sister, and every family dinner with my in-laws, something my husband and I do with them every other week, now involves having to listen politely as she vents about everything she has going on as she's currently living with them. So the sister-in-law is living with the parents. You see her all the time, and her own sister's randomly ranting. My sister and my sister-in-law are both claiming abuse and are using the kids as leverage against their spouses. They both appear to take no responsibility for any of their choices that have led to their circumstances. No, I would not have picked either of their husbands. And it's not your job anyways, right? But in all the years they've been married, 15 plus years each, it seems odd that these two people who are quick to complain about any and all problems have been carrying on an abusive marriage right under their family's noses. My sister and I had an abusive father, and our parents' divorce was very traumatic on both of us. That's a little background on her side of the family. I think they're both being manipulative and are far from keeping their children the priority and out of the fray. How do I stay sane in all of this?
Set boundaries.
Yeah, don't let them drive you crazy. I think is the answer there. Like, whenever you see a text from your sister and it's a rant, just go to the next text. Like,
I know this is easier said than done.
I know. It's hard.
Because it's my personality, but I'm very much... That's a tough love situation. Like, my best friend and I, like, we try to address each other because she's like my sister. But we give it to each other straight. Like, I think you're wrong here. Love you. But here's why. Because we care about each other. Therefore, don't be like, no, you're fine. Like, you're not fine. And we want the best for each other. I call them out. And I know that can be hard, especially if they bitch back or whatever. But tell them straight up. Like, if you care and love about them, you be like, hey, I think you're approaching this wrong. And here's why. And it's not going to be the easiest route. But also, maybe when you tell them what they don't want to hear, even if they need to hear it, they might not vent to you as much.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Because a lot of people vent just to be like, oh, I'm sorry. They want to hear that part of it. But
yes.
They don't want to actually hear the advice. So maybe they'll
that is true.
Go away a little bit.
You know, the harder situation is the sister-in-law when it comes to that. Like, she's sitting at the table ranting and you know, everyone's, yeah. For you to be the lone voice going, I think you're full of shit. And, I think you're making up the abuse stuff, which I don't know if she is or not. And I think you're using your kids as pawns. And then, of course, the mom and dad have to come to the daughter's defense and your husband's mad at you because that's my sister. Like, that one's tougher. Your own sister, I don't. I think you should. I think that's actually pretty sage advice. Give them the truth. Tell them what they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And then maybe they come to you less. That person's not exactly a sympathizer.
Yeah. I don't know. That's tough, man. Yeah. But using your kids as pawns is like...
Right. I know. The answer isn't always cutting everyone out of your life. Like, my first thought was, well, I block my sister's number and I never go to my in-law's house again. That's, you know, not realistic.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Wow.
It's not realistic. So if you've got a deal, you know what? It is hard to tell someone the truth to their face, though. Good luck. That's
so
going to
be a personality thing.
What's that?
That's why I think it's a personality
yes.
thing.
Like you're
I'm
able
very
to
much
do it.
Like, yeah.
Well, look, on one hand, I think it's your life, too, and it's your time, so you shouldn't have to always be hijacked by someone you're, I don't know, friends with, related to, whatever. Your time shouldn't be hijacked. But then there's the story, and this is recent, so, and I don't know all the details, but we know that David Crosby passed without many friends. And many people say that he was someone who would tell you things, opinions that weren't kind or... Yeah.
He didn't have any friends on Twitter either. Like, everywhere he went, he said the wrong thing. Well, the wrong thing for the people present.
So, on the other hand, while I don't want you to be someone that gets sucked into these awful relationships and conversations with no end, I also don't want you to be the person that's, like, suddenly odd man out everywhere you go.
Right.
Like, that's not the best advice. Maybe in that specific scenario, handle it the way we're talking about. But in your life in general, don't be an asshole to everyone you
no.
know.
And,
you but it's also not unsolicited advice. They're
right.
coming to her. So.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
Well, if you really
I mean?
Want
it's
my opinion,
like...
here's what I think. I'm going to try and say this gently, but I think you're wrong, and here's why. Maybe preformulate.
Yeah, they're not
your...
just sitting there like, hey, I heard you said this, and here's what I thought.
I printed
like,
this out. I've written
out
this down and printed this out for
yeah,
you. So I'm going
did...
You can take it with you if you know, so you can make notes on it.
I laminated it so yeah. it can't get ruined. Keep
wear it around your
away.
Neck.
Yeah.
Here's all the things wrong with you. All right.
Telling,
well,
here's
neck.
What I'm saying. Telling plain truths can also be a way of life, and it can not go well for you if
right.
you do. And I've had that
yeah.
situation more than once where people were like, you're fucking cruel. And I'm like, I'm just telling you.
You asked and I'm telling you.
I'm telling you the straight up, you know, edited
the
truth.
The tactless truth.
Yeah, and that's it, though.
Right.
It is tactless. And you can be, and I don't want to be that person. I'm not trying to hurt people,
right.
but there are, sometimes it's like, how do you not see it?
Right.
You don't see it?
Well, they're in it. So it's hard to see.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20. So like when you're removed, and I think that's a lot of when you go to someone, it's because you're like, I'm too much in it, man. Like from someone who's outside looking in,
right?
What is your opinion? What do you see? Because when you're in it,
well,
it's
that's
a mess.
Honestly, that's what's great about The Secret Show.
Yeah.
This is, we are people who are, you can only go from your side of the story because you're sending us the stuff. We don't, you know, but based on that, we'll tell you what we see from where we're sitting. So send mm-hmm. us your bad advices, your questions and problems and stories and all kinds of fun
But you
stuff.
Know, there's people who will go, this person's ghosted me. What should I do? Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Like, how do you
shouldn't
you
do anything. Yeah.
What don't you get about they've ghosted you?
Get the message.
There's nothing to do. They've cut you out. Leave
Boo.
It. Yeah.
They've ghosted you. Just... Time to find a new ghost.
Keep texting them.
You have an answer.
Yeah.
Have
just
an
keep
answer.
Texting them.
Yeah, don't
text respond.
Them. Leave them alone. They right. don't want to talk to you.
If you've blocked someone, like if you were getting texts from someone and you blocked them, do they see on your side your message is not getting delivered? You're blocked?
I don't think so. And someone showed us one time, I was at dinner with a couple friends and she was like, yeah, I blocked her. But they can still call... So your phone won't ring, but I guess they can still access your voicemail, at least in that situation.
Oh.
So her phone wouldn't ring, but then she'd get a voicemail. And I'm like, well, that's not fucking blocked at all.
No.
Yeah.
So that's still contactable.
Yeah. I don't know if it says like, well, you know, when you text, it says delivered or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know about that part, but I know they can still somehow get through. And I'm like, well, that's not blocked.
It doesn't sound blocked, though.
No, it doesn't sound blocked.
And I haven't had a voicemail for, like, I don't know, 15 years. I never set that crap up.
But this person's voicemail box has not yet been set up.
Right.
Goodbye.
But I think you can just seven those, right?
I don't know what the number is to get rid of them. There's a delete button on mine.
Oh, well, yeah. Whatever. It's seven. But it used to be seven. You'd get, you know.
Right.
To delete
right.
this
You'd
message
is
seven.
Or whatever.
Just, okay, they'll get all these messages. Seven, 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 seven.
No, I didn't get your message.
Clear.
All right. Nothing to worry about. All right. Send your emails along to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Thanks for being on, V-Hale.
My pleasure, guys.
You're a delight.
How about those Niners?
How about those Niners?
Oh, my
Go
God.
Niners.
We're looking at the future goat, everyone, by the way.
Oh, look
really?
At her calling
Epic analysis.
Her shot early on. Wow.
Wow.
I saw, I want to get this t-shirt. Someone sent it to me. It says, feed me tacos and tell me I'm purdy.
I love it.
Well, I didn't make the joke. It's just a t-shirt.
A
but I'm
one.
Like, that would be fun to wear on game day.
You sure. bet it would.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Have a great show.
Bye.
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 Oh, the end.